Next patient is Rose Sampson, R-O-S-E. Sampson is S-A. Sampson is S-A-M-P-S-O-N, Sampson. Date of birth is 12-2-1946. Date of visit, 9-25-23. Please make a copy for Erica O'Donnell. E-R-I-C-A, O'Donnell, O, apostrophe, D-O-N-N-E-L-L, D-O, Erica O'Donnell, D-O. Next paragraph, dear Erica, thank you for sending Rose Sampson for preliminary evaluation. Next, present illness. This is a 76-year-old lady who has had a history for asthma, also has been treated for rheumatoid arthritis, and has been under the care of a pulmonologist in Colorado at the National Jewish Center, and was told that she has rheumatoid lung disease, period. The patient has not been on any specific therapy, and states she is not short of breath, but she does have an occasional dry cough. The patient has had no recent chest X-ray or CT chest, but her chest X-ray in May of 22 showed hyperinflation without any active infiltrates, period. She has no history of weight loss, fevers, night sweats, or hemoptysis. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of rheumatoid arthritis. She also has had a renal cell cancer of the left kidney with nephrectomy. She had history of a lung nodule in the past and had a resection done and was told it was a carcinoma in situ, which needed no further follow-up. She also had a history of asthma. Next paragraph. Oh, can you also mention the patient had a history of hypertension for 10 years? Next paragraph. Habits. The patient denies smoking. Drinks alcohol, mostly wine. Worked as a manager for FAA. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of congestive heart failure. Father died of old age. Next paragraph. Allergies to ampicillin and IVP dye. Next paragraph. System review. The patient had no fever or fatigue, no double vision or cataracts, and no vertigo. I'm sorry, it does have some vertigo and has persistent cough, but no shortness of breath. Denies abdominal pains, heartburn, rectal bleeding, or black soup. She has no urinary frequency nighttime awakening. She has asthmatic attacks. She has palpitations, denies any chest or jaw pain. She has no depression or anxiety. And she does have muscle stiffness. And denies seizures, headaches, and memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, medalist, amiodarone. I'm sorry, medalist include amlodipine, 2.5 milligrams daily. Sulfasalazine, 500 milligrams TID. Atenolol, 12.5 milligrams daily. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This Elderly, averagely built, part female, is alert, no acute distress. There's no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 138/80, pulse 72, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 122, saturation 96. HENT, anomalous people reactive, clear over clear, throat is mild injected. Ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. Visas were scattered bilaterally. No crackles on either side. Heart sense of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor left, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. History of asthma. Number 2 is history of rheumatoid arthritis. Number 3, possible interstitial lung disease. Number 4 is hypertension. And number 5, history of renal cell cancer on the left. Status post nephrectomy. Next paragraph, plan. The patient will get a CBC, ANA, SED rate, RA factor, and also advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. She was given a Ventolin and inhaler, 2 puffs TIDPRN, and continue with the other mentioned medications, and come back for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. I think it was a consultation. Copy 4. Erica O'Donnell, D.O. This is Dr. D'Souza.